Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo, a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we have a reading from the Gospel of Matthew. In this reading, we'll talk a little bit about good fruit and bad fruit and how to identify that in our lives and to grow and foster behaviors, habits, and mindsets that bear good fruit. So we have a reading today from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Just so, every good tree bears good fruit, and a rotten tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. So, by their fruits, you will know them." So today's reading, Jesus is helping us to understand how to identify what good fruits look like. He gives a very pointed example. You don't pick fruit like figs or like grapes from thorn bushes or from thistles. You don't go into a patch of poison ivy to pick berries, right? Right? Because good trees, good plants bear good fruit. And bad trees or bad plants bear bad or poisonous or deadly fruits. Okay, so when Jesus is talking about this, he's talking specifically of people who will come after him, as well as the leaders of the time who were trying to lead the people to their own personal gain. Okay, so that the leaders would gain from the people. But Jesus helps us to understand how to identify these. And the way that he tells us to identify it is by the fruit. Now, a similar thing can be applied to our own lives. Not necessarily only for the people in our lives, right? So you can identify if someone is healthy for you, is helpful for you as a person, is if your relationship with them bears good fruit or if it bears bad fruit. Now, that's not to say we can just discard people like you can discard a tree. But it's to say that we can identify if a relationship is healthy by how we see things falling out from it. If you have peace and joy and charity when you're with someone, then that's a good fruit. But if you have anxiety or fear or feeling discomfort when you're with someone, it might be good to evaluate that relationship. But today, I think the most important thing for us to hear about this is in regards to things that we bring into our life. So in my mind, things that pop up right away are things such as social media, things such as the news, things such as how we spend our time and what we devote our life to. Right? Are we following good channels that bring good fruit in our life? Or are we doing things or following things or consuming things that are only bearing bad fruit in our lives? I know for me personally, one thing that was a good thing for me to check was what happened when I consumed a certain amount of news, right? So if I'm on my news app and I'm scrolling away, when I finish that time, how do I feel? Am I a better person, more virtuous, more holy, pursuing the Lord more fully because of what I just did? And I found out personally that more often than not, I felt more anxious, more fearful, more frustrated, more angry, more filled with doubt when I was consuming more than about 10 minutes of news a day. And so I made the conscious choice to root out that bad fruit and cast it into the fire. Brothers and sisters, we all have the same call and authority in our lives as sons and daughters of God, to bear good fruit. And if what we're consuming if what we're feeding into our bodies, our minds, our hearts is not bearing good fruit, then we have the obligation to root out the bad trees and to find the plants, find the things in our lives that are going to cause us to bear good fruit. Maybe that's prayer. Maybe that's listening to a certain radio station or worship playlist. Maybe that's going to Mass daily. Whatever it is, find out what those things are that bring you the good fruits of the Spirit and cling to those and foster those in your life. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Matthew. Again, my name is AJ D'Angelo. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.